When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taylor Swift makes a historic debut with the Tortured Poets Department. The album does a complete takeover on the Hot 100. Rihanna teases R9, leaving fans wanting more. And we give you a preview of our chat with Willow Smith. Welcome to a brand new week of Billboard News. We've got a lot to get into, so let's start with our top story. To no one's surprise, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department made a huge debut on the Billboard 200 and broke some other records too.
I love you.
Taylor herself reacted to the huge news, posting on Twitter, "My mind is blown. I'm completely floored by the love you've shown this album." The album debuted at number one on the chart. It's the superstar's 14th chart-topping album. That makes her tied with Jay-Z for the most number one albums for a solo artist in the nearly 70-year history of the chart. Only the Beatles are ahead with 19 number one albums. The album launched with 2.61 million equivalent album sales and over 891 million official streams. With 1.9 million traditional album sales, it's instantly the top-selling album of 2024. To put that number into context, the second biggest-selling album counting weekly sales from January to now is Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter with 228,000 copies total. Taylor does it again. Taylor Swift breaking records, who would have guessed? Here's this week's chart. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department has done a complete takeover. This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated May 4th. At number 10 is Guilty as Sin.
How can I be guilty as sin?
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is in at 9.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Florence and the Machine joins Taylor at 8.
For it all.
But Daddy, I Love Him is at number 7.
I'll tell you something right now. I'd rather burn my whole life down.
At 6 is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
My boy only breaks his favorite toys.
So Long London is at 5.
So long,
the title track is in at 4.
Straight from the Tortured Poets Department.
With I Can Do It With a Broken Heart at 3.
Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Down Bad is in at number 2.
Now I'm down bad, crying at the gym. Everything
comes. And debuting in the top spot is Taylor's 12th number 1, Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
Fortnite, there we were.
I know you didn't think that was all the news we had. Over here at Billboard, we're always on top of it.
Rihanna keeps fans on the edge of their seat as she reveals more about her upcoming album.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Speaking with Extra on the red carpet for the launch of her Fenty Beauty Soft Lip Foundation, Rihanna teased that the album will be worth the wait, saying, "It's gonna be amazing. It has to be. That's the only reason it's not out yet." She continued, "If I'm not feeling it and I'm not feeling like it represents the evolution, the time I spent away, there should be a show of growth, right?" Riri also hints that the album won't have many collaborations, saying she would only collaborate with another artist if it's, quote, very intentional. So while things are in the works, it seems like the Navy will have to wait a little longer for the highly anticipated album.
Jess Glynn is a pop icon, and it's not every day she tells you about how she's hung out with the Spice Girls.
Hey, I'm Jess Glynn, and this is Behind the Photo with Billboard. This picture was taken in Rack Studios in North London, where I've recorded a lot of this album. I remember it quite specifically. I wrote the intro to the album, and this was a moment where I was obviously listening to the record back, and my friend Jolene, who is my creative director, I thought, let's take a nice little snap. This is a really like beautiful moment, because there was like a few tears actually that day. This picture is me on stage last year at Radio 1. This was quite a special moment for me because I had not been on stage for, I would say, 3 to 4 years. It'd been a minute. It was actually like a really big relief being on stage and like everyone's reaction. And this moment captures it all. This is a picture of me at Wembley Stadium with the Spice Girls. And this was just before our last show. This was one of the most surreal moments of my life. The Spice Girls was the first gig I ever went to at Wembley Arena as a kid. My manager came up to me. He was like, the Spice Girls are getting back together and doing a tour and they want you to go on tour with them. And I was like, shut up. And he was like, yeah, like, do you want to do it? And I was like, is this real? Fast forward, it was real. I went on the tour with the Spice Girls and it was one of the most insane moments and probably one of the biggest highlights of my career. And I will never forget walking out into that stadium for the first time and their show starting, and I actually felt like a little kid. So that was a moment I will never forget. This is me pouting with my new merch hat on that says, I take you for breakfast. And that is a lyric from my new single, Enough. I'm more than enough, more than enough. Enough is a really important song for this record. It was the first song that I wrote that I decided was going to be on the album. It kind of set me up for the messaging of this record, and like when we were announcing the album, the only song that made sense to kind of release with that moment was this song, because it kind of summarizes the journey that I've been on and where I'm at now. And it's crazy because the song's kind of evolved for me in its meaning over the years. When I listen to it now, it's like a really nice kind of reassuring message that I am enough.
Tomorrow I sit down with Willow Smith. I had so much fun, I'm gonna give you a little taste.
Soul spark, that like flame inside of them that makes you go, oh my God, like I could ignite that inside of me. I could help people ignite that inside of themselves.
Willow Smith stopped by the Billboard studio to talk all about her new album out Friday. I have such big feelings. Can't shut them down, I let them out. The insightful artist teased what fans can expect and why this album is more grown up than any of her previous albums.
For me, that path is sharpening my musicianship, sharpening, you know, my compassion, and those two go hand in hand, and I feel like this album is the first album where, like, I'm on the same page with myself.
Plus, she's about to become a published author.
I think my friends and my family just, they just know me. They just know all of my weird quirks and all the things that I, you know, love to read about and pontificate about randomly. So I don't think it was a huge surprise.
That's today's show. Come back tomorrow for my full Willow Smith interview and see who's on the cover of Billboard this week. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.